tragic accident changed the course of his life forever. For most, it would have begun a life of discontent and wallowing around in self-misery. For Jonathan Nadeau, it kickstarted a new chapter of inspiration and appreciation. Even though he lost his sight permanently, he gained a passion to put creativity first in all areas of his life. And now, he wants to encourage you to do the same. There are times when you'll be faced with a choice. Be crushed by the weight of the situation, or use the fresh start to rebound bigger, better, and more inspired than ever before. This is Tornado, stories of those who refuse to choose defeat and instead chose to embrace the storm. Here's your host, Jonathan Nadeau.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you for joining us on Embrace Your Storm. We've got an awesome episode for you as always. We have on two guests, but before we get to that, don't forget we have the Tornado Music and Film Festival August 27th. We're going to have the Time Machine there, the Ecto One. We're going to have R.A. Milhoff, Lene Quigley, Michael Berryman. There's going to be a lot of people there. You're not going to want to miss this. So August 27th is going to start at noon. There's going to be links in the show notes for all you guys to check that out. And so speaking of the film festival, we have on a film that's going to be at the festival, She Is So Perfect. And we have on Olivier and I have on Camilla, and we're going to be talking about this film. So guys, thanks for coming on today.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. So I don't know if Olivier, if you want to go first, I don't know if you're the mastermind behind this project or not, but do you want to maybe give like a brief description of She Is So Perfect for the audience? That way they can kind of get to know what to expect.
Sure. So it's the girliest movie I ever made. The story is written by Camilla. She wrote the story. And basically it's a windows into the psyche of young Shahanese girl in China, in Shanghai. Which is a very vibrant and very big city, very modern city. There is like 28 million people in Shanghai. So
Wow. It's
pretty pretty futuristic. If you like Blade Runner, I would say that's the closest city you can find.
Really?
Resemble that. Yeah, it's very futuristic. And
cool. The
story is about those girls. And it's about one girl. Her name is Eva, and she's very perfect. I mean, at least she seems to be very perfect through the eyes of the second protagonist of this movie. So it's like a fantasy of her and how she sees this girl and how she describes her through the movie. Yeah.
Very cool.
So
since Camilla wrote it, she did have some insight on that. I liked kind of the one thing that
exactly.
She said. Camilla, do you want to maybe give a little more insight of kind of like what's going on with, did you say the main girl's name is Ava?
Yeah. So actually,
that's my daughter's name.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And we think it's a very beautiful and a very girly name. So we picked that one.
It is.
She must be very adorable. I think your daughter.
Yeah. Actually, she is. I'll have to send you a picture of her now.
Yeah, actually, it's very interesting. It's not because me and Olivia, we are like visiting tutor for a fashion school named the Istituto Melangoni. I'm wondering if you know that.
I don't.
It's one of the kind of top fashion school in the world, but originally from Milano. So headquarters based in Milano, but they have branches schools all around the world. So they have one school in Shanghai, and both of us are a visiting tutor in the school. And actually this project, I collaborate with my styling major students. That we have like how many, 14 girls and maybe one boy.
Yeah.
And I had this idea. So I create this whole concept, and we are willing to create a short film together.
Okay, that's cool. So where did you come up with the because I like what you have going on here, where I don't know if I'm like looking too much into the movie or not, but it's like the girl Ava, I think everyone thinks that she is so perfect, like on the outside, right?
Hello.
But when
Hello.
Yeah, sorry, I think we got cut in the middle.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I wasn't sure if I dropped you or not. But so I was asking a question about I was asking Camilla kind of about the storyline. Yeah. Like I don't know if I'm insinuating this or not, but the girl Ava that's in the movie, does on the outside, does everyone that sees Ava on the outside, do they all think she is so perfect because they see her on the outside and stuff? But then on the inside, yes. When she's narrating what's going on, she's not so perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's the story. So we are trying to, the voiceover is another girl who is not Ava, but in her opinion, she was so jealous about Ava because she looks so perfect. She looks so pretty and she's dreaming about her life, which must be really perfect that every girl are, dream about. But the reality is the picture part. Actually, the real Ava's life is just normal girl's life. She has her the boy she likes, but maybe didn't like her back. She also always hang out with girlfriend, and also she has her own problems need to be solved. So it's a very interesting conflict. Yeah. To show in the movie, the picture and the voiceover.
But maybe you should not spoil the movie to people listening. Because you should say.
Can we cut that part?
She's new to filmmaking, okay? So she don't know the rule. Let's say don't spoil the movie. So.
Yeah, exactly. But that,
is it too late to cut it?
No. But what I love is that goes on every day. Like people, like, because I'm, why I love this topic matter is because I'm totally blind. I got in a car accident when I was 14. I can't look at people anymore. Well, no, it's totally fine. But it's like I can't look at people anymore and have preconceived notions about people anymore, or like I can't assume anything about someone if I can't see them, right? Because when you look at someone like let's say Ava, the perfect girl, where everyone looks at this girl and they say, oh, she must have the most amazing life. Like all of her friends must be the most amazing people. You know, like it's like what you're saying, right? Where when you see these so perfect people, you think everything in their life must be so wonderful, right? But if you start to talk to them and you start to hear them and you're like, wow, you have problems too. Wow, like you cry. Wow, like you're saying, this boy doesn't like you either. Like, wow, your life isn't perfect either, even though you seem like it is, you know? So I love that you're really tackling that, because fortunately and unfortunately, I fortunately have been able to figure that out. I mean, after losing my sight, how vision can be, it can be deceiving sometimes. And so
you're right.
This movie definitely tackles that, and I love that, because there's more than to what you see, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, you remind me one of my best friends in my hometown. She was also blind.
Yeah,
and she loved to watch movie, you know. And so
absolutely,
it's very interesting. The experience you must have is very different.
I obviously don't like, it's not that I don't like action films and stuff like that, but clearly if I can't see, I'm not going to be impressed with, graphics and stuff like that. But I love dialogue. I love the storyline. I love, love what I love the message people try to get through, film as a medium, So, but like I said, I love what you guys did with this film. Like you tackled the, and it's cool knowing that about, I never knew that about Shanghai. Like, I mean, I knew it was very up to date with technology and stuff, but I didn't realize it was that sort of like futuristic, like you were saying. Like, that's really cool.
That's one of the reasons I came to Shanghai in the first place, because I grew up really, I'm drawing since I'm a kid. And I grew up watching Japanese anime and all those interesting things. And when I arrived to Shanghai, I was in Tokyo also before, but when I arrived to Shanghai, I was like, wow, there's something like in one hand a bit gritty and very you know, almost claustrophobic because there is all those giant buildings everywhere, and in the other hand something very futuristic into it. And I love this marriage of both futuristic feeling and also gigantic structure of concrete, you know. And I really like that.
Also in Shanghai, they kept really well to some antique buildings, like small buildings, but really beautiful in front. We still call it French concession. Actually, it's not anymore. But yeah, this part, you can still feel the ancient Shanghai.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, it's very modern city on the other hand.
Yeah,
it's very interesting.
Yeah.
And a lot of things going on before this pandemic. So it's kind of very, very interesting city to stay for.
I have to make it there sometime.
Yeah.
I'm a huge like technology nerd too, so like I just have to go there now just because.
You should also try Shenzhen. Shenzhen is the place, they have electric market. And almost everything.
That's where all my stuff I order comes from.
Exactly. You can basically go there and build a robot, you know, in 1 hour. You just go there, you pick up the stuff, and you build the robot.
Yeah, I had a friend that lived in Hong Kong, and he told me about Shenzhen and how he's like, imagine, you know, flea markets back in the US. And he's like, but it's all full of electronics. And I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, no. Not kidding. He's like, as far as your eye can see, there's going to be electronics. I was like, that sounds like heaven.
There is a, I think it's online. You can see there is a guy, either he built a Samsung phone or an iPhone just going on the market.
He
put the pieces and he put together. Yeah, and he created an iPhone.
That is awesome. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
So back to the film then. What's kind of like your goal with this? I mean, it's an 18 minute film, right? What's your goal with this?
Minutes.
I mean, what would you like to see happen with this film? Like, I mean, obviously you want people to see it, but what would you like the outcome to be?
So basically, I've been doing directing since the 2000. I've been doing a lot of animation film, and then quite quickly do a lot of commercial and music video. And I did a movie a couple of years ago, and we won like 20 awards, and we got over 60 nominations. And I really love the process of being with actors on set. And I've been reached by really a few studios in Hollywood. We didn't finally make anything from that, but I really got the virus. And basically, this year only we've been shooting 5 or 6 different short films. And basically I just want to showcase my my director skills, and of course my goal is to jump to feature, because I've been doing a lot of commercial, but I'm really passionate by film and I really want to do that full time. So that's very one cool. of the reasons we put that film together.
Very cool. Camille, how about you? Like, what about like you wrote the script, right? Do you want to do more writing? Do you want to do like how else involved do you want to get into the film industry?
Actually, for this one, it's all by accident, let's say in this way. I didn't plan to, but actually I got a lot of ideas, which just make kind of my dream come true in a way. I'm a fashion blogger, so meanwhile, and I That's was cool. the editor before. So yeah, I have been keep writing a lot of things, but never touched the movie script before. This is the first.
Interesting.
So yeah, I was very happy, you know, Olivia really make it come true. And if I can do more, of course, I'm flattered.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, I'm also learning and trying to become producer at the same time. We just mentioned the other short film, Cat. Actually, I was the executive producer on that one.
Nice.
So yeah, actually very interesting experience.
Yeah, and she actually did the voiceover of the movie. She really liked to do voiceover.
That's
cool. Well. now the kite movie, that one's not out yet though, right? Well,
no. So this one is still in post-production.
Okay.
We shot on the island that's really at the edge of China territory. Basically, in between Japan, Korea, right?
Yeah, most east of China.
Yeah, most east of China. Yeah. And this island is very special because when you're there, you don't feel in China. You feel you are in another country. It's really different in terms of visual. Mm. And there is even a light tower that is from the 17th century or 18th century.
There is a very iconic piece. It's the light tower on the island. It's a very small island. And the light tower was built by British people 150 years ago. And it's still working very, very well. And most of the pieces from the light tower was still the original ones.
Yeah.
And before, I think even for now, it's still the biggest light tower
in the whole Asia.
Far East. Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's really old. And the thing is, like, this island is very remote. So when we were shooting, there was some storm at some point. There was until 70 kilometer per hour wind, right?
Oh, yeah, man. That's,
We went during the winter season.
Yeah, and the actress is a little girl. She's working with Jackie Chan. She's doing a lot of movies. And she can do stunt and stuff like that. And so we was really afraid she will fly away because of the wind.
She's so small, right?
Yeah. And it was so crazy that boats could not go on the island give food, right? Because of the... So it's really
we were isolated for
super
a couple
of remote
days.
Island. So the visuals are stunning. The film will be very beautiful.
The island is very old, and they still keep the small village with fishing people.
Yeah,
but they don't have many young people because they don't have school there anymore. Most of the young kids they want school on the other bigger island.
Yeah,
but they still want to try to keep this island, keep some parts, the original parts. And meanwhile, even though they are trying to build up more things, but never too crazy, they want to keep it as original as possible. So on the island, there's no like big chain hotels,
no,
just some beautiful small resort, but really cheap.
Yeah, think about Airbnb. So it's only Airbnb. So the island is super remote. There is goat on the island, there is like a cows. It's really like super remote. It's really nice. Beautiful
sunset. Well, a good memory.
Yeah, no, that's very cool. Do you guys have anything? I mean, you're working on Kite. You said you're finishing that up. Is there anything else you guys have coming down the road? We're going to be kind of wrapping up the interview here. So, do you guys have like a website or like social media?
Exactly.
Like that for people to reach out to you?
Definitely. So, you can check out studiosupremefilm.com. So Studio Supreme and then films with s.com, and there you can see the upcoming production and the previous one. I think in total there will be 5 or 6 films soon will be advertised there. There is already one issue released and 2 are actually 2 are released. The Passport, which is a sci-fi, and I was in theater by the way in LA, and
The Passport won a lot of prize.
Yeah, The Passport won a lot of prize.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then this one, this girly film, and then Kite, which is more like, I would say a drama. That's also, you can see the trailer and everything on the website.
Yeah, I have to say, she's so perfect. She's so perfect. It's definitely my style. Too girly for him, but he's really willing to do it. I was so happy because it's totally something different from what he used to do. But when you see Passport, you can see sci-fi style, which is more present Olivier. And also Kat is another side of him. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you guys meet in China then? You didn't know each other before Olivier moved to China. Is that right?
we meet in China. Actually, we met through the...
Malangoni, the school.
Oh, okay. The fashion school, right?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly,
Okay, that's cool.
Actually, there is this school in Miami. So if you are in Miami, you can if you want to learn fashion, you can go to Miami.
Yeah, they have many branches all around the world.
Awesome. Now, Camilla, do you want to give the plug for like your fashion blog or anything too? Like, if people want to check that out.
Oh, that'd be great. But mainly the channels are in China. It's in Chinese named Katia Camilla.
Okay.
But meanwhile, Yeah, I just started my YouTube channel as well.
It's Camilla. Give me a link to that then.
Yeah. Yeah, Camilla, CAMILLA, and Wang is WANG, the typical Chinese people's name. The biggest Chinese family name. Yeah, Camilla Wang. Yeah, with a cartoon portrait. Yes.
Cool. Very cool.
Actually, I got two channels. The older one, I couldn't get my passport back.
Tornado with Jonathan Nadeau. If you haven't yet, please subscribe now so you're first to hear new episodes with more stories of inspiration about the highs and lows of life and how embracing the storm is so much more fulfilling of a life than being crushed by the weight of the world. And until then, we hope you're inspired to do something, whether it's creating, participating, or learning. Whatever leads you to your personal passion.
Interview and really a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys. And everyone, don't forget.
Our pleasure.
Oh, no, thank you. Yeah, it's my pleasure, too. And everyone, don't forget, August 27th, it's going to start at noon. Go to tornado.org. You're going to see everything there. There's going to be links in the show notes to Olivier's website and Camilla's YouTube channel and everything. So everyone, thank you for listening and downloading, and we will talk to you next episode. Embrace your storm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.